It's time for Geocache Talk. Whether you are at work, in the car, or wherever you are, we hope you enjoy this show about the great sport of geocaching. If you're watching live on YouTube, you can be part of the adventure tonight in the chat room and participate with others as they watch the show. If you are listening later, please give it a like and subscribe on your favorite podcasting app so that you can get all of the weekly Geocache Talk goodness. If you have not become a patron of the Geocache Talk Network, what are you waiting for? Patron levels start as low as a bison tube level at $3 a month. The sign up is easy. Simply go to the Geocache Talk website and click on the Become a Patron button or go to patreon.com/geocachetalk. Patrons now get the famous blackout coin, invites to special events, and other really great items throughout the year. Become a patron today. Have you subscribed to FTF Magazine yet? FTF Magazine is the number one geocaching magazine available. It is a quarterly magazine that you can be part of. Submit your geocaching milestones and adventures to be published. FTF Magazine is also interactive with puzzles to solve and the hunt to find Spartacus. If you can solve the puzzle or find Spartacus, then you will be entered in to win a special pack tag. Every new subscription, you will receive a special swag pack. Subscribing is easy. Just visit FTF's website, ftfgeo.com. Don't miss out and subscribe today.
Logwork, the creators of the fantastic logbook, made with genuine right-in-the-rain paper, the logbook's designed for the micro-containers of the present and future, geared towards the hider who'd rather go caching than doing cache maintenance. Find them at logwork.com, that's logwerk.com.
Big thanks to Derek, Baker Six Clan, for the graphics, and our new patrons, Thunderstruck, Rosebud, 55112, returning patron D. Cryptoman and Juanita. Our featured patrons this week is the same as last week because I'm having trouble with my computer. I need to get rid of it. It is a piece of junk. I've had it way too long, and I've cleaned. You ever try to clean something so many times that it just won't clean anymore? That's my computer. I've gone through all the steps and it's just like, it's just old. It's old and decrepit. So let's mention our patrons, that we hosted last week. We'll just spotlight them again. Brad and Jen, Lori, Nicole, Danielle, Valena. Those are our Floridians. And then Sue, Sandra, and Anne from Georgia. So tonight it'll be interesting. We've got our crew back. Although John won't be with us next week. He's going to be on vacay. So,
yeah, out on assignment, in fact. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. You're out doing. It works. You know, we'll continue on.
I appreciate Gary, and if you can make sure you eat my pre-show slice of pizza that we usually have together before the show. I'd appreciate that.
Absolutely. I sent you a photo from a couple weeks ago. We ate pizza on our barbecue run. Oh man, that and was it was so good. It was really good. So anyway.
Pizza in like weeks. I'm gonna have to eat some just for you, John.
There you go. Man.
Please, Jesse. I'd really appreciate that if you could.
Maybe just once a month, just in honor of you.
Just in
if
honor.
You can. And always I appreciate it when people have a piece of pizza, send me a picture, and then like make sure you send it to me and then give me a rating. Hey, Barbershop Drew, how are you doing?
Sending you some pizza your way, Drusilla is sending you some pizza.
Oh man, she is the best. Absolute best. Oh, barbecue pizza. Oh man, I love barbecue pizza.
Yes, there we go. Yes, now I can get on board with that.
Yep.
Yeah,
nice.
It's like the best of two worlds coming together, you know.
Yeah, very nice. All right, let's do a little bit of news. So a couple items that I wanted to bring up. We're going to do Key 9 Clue tonight, later on. We're also going to give you the Cash Type Madness Round 1 results and another couple items that I wanted to mention was that we have first some good news, bad news on the host hotel for Cash Fest.
Uh-oh.
The bad news is that it's sold out. They're done. The good news is that they did have some rooms left, so they gave them to us. So we got the probably the last block of rooms that they had not assigned to anyone. And so they said, here you go. So we do have a few left. Again, I would really suggest staying at the host hotel, not only for all the hijinks, but also every person who stays at the hotel will get a key to the hotel safe. Whether the key works or not, you'll have to try, but worth a shot, right?
Yeah, it doesn't hurt.
Get the safe to open. I mean, holy cow, that'd be awesome.
You have permission to sneak in there at midnight when nobody's looking and do it. As long as nobody sees you, you're okay.
Really? That's the rules?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's how it works.
Good to know.
And it's cold in there, so you should probably wear a mask. I'm just saying.
Good point, because Oklahoma in July is probably going to be a little cold, too.
In the office of the hotel, it's cold. Balaclava recommended.
That's right, because they really crank up the air conditioning.
And cold, so gloves also.
Right. Black spray paint to cover up any be watching, because you don't want anybody watching you do anything. So safecracking. Yeah, there you go. Yep. So there are a few left again, but don't wait too long because they're starting to run out. Also, don't wait too long on the following two items. We have dates for the we have deadlines for the different orders. Number one is April 20th. April 20th is the last, that's the deadline for Friends of Cash Fest orders. After that date, we will not take any more, no matter how much you bribe us. The other date is May 12th. May 12th will be the deadline for the packages. Need to order by then. So put those two dates on your calendar, or actually you just want to be done before then. So maybe April 19th and May 11th. So there you go. Get those in very soon. Otherwise, you will miss out on some really cool stuff. This year's coin crop is really awesome. You know, sometimes you just kind of go, you know, it's a nice coin. This year's, though, are really looking good. So if you're a coin aficionado, and if you want to design your own coin.
That's interesting. So where would Lori go? She's looking to share a room possibly with somebody for the event. The main Facebook page, right?
Yeah, good idea, Lori. What do you think, John? You think the Cash Fest Oklahoma page?
Yeah, you could either do that, or if you're a part of the Vault Group, Lori, you could do that. We don't have official group on Facebook for Cash Fest Oklahoma, but we do have the Vault Group. So if you're a member of that one, that's probably a good way to put it out there.
Mm-hmm. Those would be good. Yeah, those are good ideas, Lori. Okay, so let's get to the round one, because we got Jasmer to talk about. So we're going to go through the winners that get to move on. And then we'll go through those. My alma mater made it through, by the way, to the second round. So A&M is playing Houston probably right now and getting their behinds kicked, but they at least won one. I mean, that's something, right?
Let's not do updates during the show, because that's what I'm going to do immediately after we leave.
Okay, that sounds good.
Turned off, notifications turned off, and everything else.
So probably true.
My whole weekend plan outside of just a tiny bit of cashing has been basketball. So
yeah, I hear you. All right, let's dive in. God bless you for
being here tonight, Jesse.
Yeah.
So round one for this one is pretty – I think we all kind of saw that coming. Traditionals beat multi-caches pretty handily.
inflation, not surprising in the U.S. anyway. That's, yeah. That shows in stats. In other places, multis are huge, but let's be honest, multis have a maintenance issue here. So we're probably not very surprised that people would pick traditionals over multi, and that's, you know.
No, this was one of the strongest victories, you know, out of all. I think it was 68 to 18, in fact.
But 79 to 20.
Oh, no. The votes. So the percentages are there, but the votes traditional. 68 people voted for traditional.
Oh, I got you.
Gotcha.
Voted for multicaches.
Yep. Next one, probably also not a surprise that mysteries beat letterboxes. Again, letterbox hybrids. We need to remember this is not letterboxing.
This is mysteries. Well, if it's letterboxing, it would really beat it because those are not maintained like geocaches are.
Yeah.
By any means. Yeah. Those are almost always missing, but I got to throw my plug in there, but mystery caches include challenges. How could that not win?
No, I agree.
Challenges are so much a big part of the game, you know?
Yeah.
I've even heard there's a whole podcast about challenges.
There is.
And mysteries too.
So that's like two.
Now puzzle talk.
Yeah. Puzzles. Oh, I mean, so that's like two whole podcasts about that one category. There's not a letterbox talk show, you know,
not yet. I really wish that they would have made, I mean, it doesn't matter, but I personally really wish they had made made challenges their own cache type. I think it'd be fun.
So Cable S says, you people are just not doing good multis.
No, we're not.
No, you're right. That's the problem.
That's part of it.
That's however, for sure. There are some good multis out now in every category we go to tonight, almost all of them, because I can't speak to Gigas, but on almost every category, there's good examples of all of them.
Yeah. But
it's just not the norm a lot of times.
No.
And it doesn't matter. There's no right or wrong. This is what people's opinions are. So
yeah. And I would agree that, I mean, I have done some really good mystery caches, and I've been really disappointed by letterbox hybrids. They're kind of meh. Yeah. They're just there.
The number of awesome unknown category mystery caches that I've found definitely outranks the awesome letterboxes I've found.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think I've ever, from my experience, can use the word epic for letterbox I found, but I can certainly say epic for mysteries.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
This one's kind of a surprise.
Yeah, this is rigged.
The Warigos, whatever those are,
almost Ryan voted like 50 times.
They got 41% versus the HQ.
Location. Now I know we can't say that people's opinions are wrong, but they're wrong in this situation. I'm just saying.
Oh, jeez.
People are wrong. It's so wrong. You can go to HQ once. I've been on some epic adventures on where I goes, but whatever. I'm not bitter about it, but y'all are all dumb. So
y'all are all dumb. I agree with you. I agree. I think that where I goes, I have some bad experiences with some where I goes, but I've had a lot of good experiences too. So
I've had several good experiences where I goes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's just like traditionals or whatever. There's, for every awesome traditional, there's probably 10 LPCs out there, right?
Sure.
You know, or 10 dirty pill bottles under a bush, or I had one that was a Sprite bottle, and what, even like the label wasn't even taken off before.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, come on, man. It was like the receipt put down there, and it was
there was an attempt.
It was nasty, but again, I fully admit that where it goes are extremely frustrating, so I get it.
Well, and like I've said, I've had a lot of good ones, but there have been a couple times when we couldn't finish, and I've contacted the CO and said, hey, we're trying to get to this, you know, trying to finish the where I go, and we're this far in, and they're like, they were lost. They couldn't remember what to do, and it just was disappointing. But yeah, I would have voted for where I go. Next one was Adventure Labs beat Earth Caches. Christy will be happy.
Surprised.
Yeah, I fully agree with this one for sure.
Now, the only problem I have with that is, just to defend Earth Caches a little bit, which I don't normally do, they usually are in prettier locations than Adventure Labs, like national parks and stuff, because you don't have to have cell service.
Yeah.
However, adventure labs are extremely handy when checking out a new town. And
absolutely.
So I can see how this vote went that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Last week when I was at Wichita Falls, when I went out caching with a little group, we did the adventure labs. I mean, there was a couple of earth caches, but I think they're a little tough to get to, and we were pressed for time. So, mm-hmm. You know, it is what
you didn't want to have to get out of your car to geocache. You know, you wanted to be able to just zip, zip, zip.
No. Well, yeah, exactly. Well, we were limited. We only had a little bit of time, and the earth caches in the area were like hikes. Like, well, we're not
going to. Yeah, there are drive-by earth caches, in fairness.
Yeah. What's wrong with drive-by experiences? That's accessible to people who may not have an experience otherwise. Yeah.
Well, timing for things. Oh, so.
Look, Owen from KC says, I still think HQ should be able to be logged once a year, reset on New Year's Day. Yep. We just had that conversation before the show started. Yeah.
Absolutely.
We just all 100% agree. I think that would make you want to do a return trip, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Not surprising. I think events beat Gigas pretty handily. Access.
Yeah.
Again, like you said, it's access. I mean, I've only been to one Giga and I've been to a lot of events.
Well, and ownership, right? Most people can't host the Giga event.
Right.
Everybody can host an event cache.
Yeah.
Well, for events where a lot of people, that's connecting with your local geocaching community.
Yeah. Which you can't beat. Now, Gigas are awesome, but you just don't get to go to any. We don't anyway.
At least here, not we're not.
Y'all had that fake one that y'all claimed in Cincinnati or whatever. Armchair logging thing, but for everybody else that's being honest, you know, we don't really get Gigas around here.
No, we've only had the one Giga stock.
Sure.
Sito versus Megas. I mean, we all love Sito's because we're cleaning up the game board, but
wait. First of all, that's a lie. A lot of people do not like to do CETOs.
No, a lot of people don't.
Because it's cleaning up trash, right? It's a good thing to do. It's responsible, but like half of my team will not go do them. We've hosted a bunch, but Chrissy's like, I don't want to clean up anybody's trash. Yeah. So there's a lot of people out there that don't want to get, you know, don't want to do that.
It can be downright nasty.
Mega events have become extremely popular or extremely common now, way more common than they used to be. So they're more accessible, I think, than. I mean, CETOs are common, but, you know, I would pick hanging out and talking to people over cleaning up trash if I was going to be honest anyway.
Yeah, I got to agree. I mean, mega events, man, you just get so much joy out of connecting with people. Exciting time on that one.
Yep.
CETO, definitely a good purpose, no doubt. CETOs can be fun, no question. But, man, joy I get out of a mega, man, a lot more than a CETO.
Yeah. And, I don't know if it's changed. Well, it's changed for me over time. I don't know if it's changed for other people over time. But the longer I'm in the game, the more I like megas.
Yeah.
That may be because we've met more people and you want to connect with more people from different areas, but I didn't like megas as much years ago, but now I'm starting to like them a lot more.
Right. Yeah. I love going to megas, you know, when I can. I mean, this last one, you know, I get to see the Mad Finn, which is always great to hang out and talk to him. I mean, from Finland, how crazy is that? And he's, you know, here he is in Texas. He's a finisher too. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. And just going caching with folks during the mega is always great.
Yeah.
Next one. These are kind of interesting ones, just because I don't know. They're sort of outliers in a sense. The Adventure Maze also limited, but it did win. It beat the HQ Block Party, which is limited now, but next year they're going to be all over the place. So
if you do this poll again in the future, it might be different.
Yeah, it'll be different. It'll probably be different next year because, you know, next year you can go to probably a dozen of them. This one's kind of unique, I guess, also. Community celebration versus the HQ celebration. Most people have more access to community celebration, especially. Well, what year was that? 2021? Was that the year that we had all the community celebrations?
Let's see.
It was going to be 2020, and then because of COVID, they extended it through 2021. Yeah, let's
see. 2022,
2021
and 2022 is when I've got several of those logged.
Yeah. Yeah. So they extended it. I think
it's fun that they do that every once in a while because you get a little different icons and stuff like that. Yeah. So that's kind of fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. Virtual versus locationless. I mean, pretty obvious. There's only like, what did we figure out the other day? There's only been three recent locationless fave.
Yeah. Frog and Neat.
Yeah.
And well, virtual caches like are
a long time, over. Right?
Yeah. And right. Virtual caches are all over the place. I mean, and we're up to version four was awarded recently. So we're going to get a whole new plethora of virtuals.
I would definitely vote every time. I'd vote for virtual cache over locationless.
Yeah.
Locationless are neat, but it's not something I would want to have all over the place.
Round one, it happened. And then this one, kind of interesting, you know, webcam versus Project Ape. Again, like Jesse, you were saying, it's even though there's less and less webcams, there's so few, there's only two Project Apes out there. So I think, although it's interesting though, I have not had a wow moment going to a webcam. I mean, I've enjoyed them because I'm usually with folks. So it's sort of an event in a sense.
There are some good ones. Cheyenne Mountain Zoo that used to be out there was a good one.
Yeah, there have been some good ones.
A giraffe in the picture. That one's pretty cool.
But I would think if you found a Project Ape, that's kind of epic. I mean, you either had to go through the tunnel or whatever.
But most people can't do that.
Or go to Brazil.
And you got to wonder on here how many people – in this one voted to have actually found an ape cache, you know?
Right. Maybe.
I have not.
Yeah, I have.
But I mean, they're accessible. So maybe that's why they voted for them. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I mean, who knows? You know, again, we're just doing this for opinion, right? What we think are, I mean, Project A, there's two of them. They'll stay around forever, but they're extremely unique. Webcams are going away. They may end up tying with it. There may not be that many left either, but.
True.
More people have done webcams than ape cache for sure.
Yeah. And then we have, if everybody wants to grab the QR code, this is for round two of the cache
madness round two.
Round two. So if you want to grab that and do it later, it'll also be posted. We'll post in the Geocache Talk Facebook group too. So, all right, cool. Let's get into madness. It is madness. You're right, UDAC. All right, let's kind of dive in now to Jasmer.
And we're talking about not the Jasmer Challenge, but planning for the Jasmer Challenge, right?
Yes.
That's kind of what we're thinking. Yeah. Yeah.
The planning for it. I want to remind folks that maybe are not familiar with the Jasmer Challenge. So in geocaching, the Jasmer Challenge is a challenge to find a cache published in every month since the first cache was hidden in May 2000. There are less than 120 hidden in 2000 that are still active. Challenge is named after Jasmer B, who first met this requirement. Jasmer Challenge is considered one of the most difficult challenges to complete, especially outside of the U.S. because it requires a lot of traveling. The challenge becomes more difficult over time because most caches placed in the early years of geocaching have been archived. For example, as of May 2023, there are only four geocaches left in the August 2000 combination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we'll talk about how to get to check your progress and all that. Now, one thing from what I understand, and I think if there are any reviewers that are in the reviewers or HQ folks that are in the chat room, my understanding, and you guys correct me if you think this may be incorrect, but my understanding was that they were going to, HQ was going to try their best to make sure that the 2000 caches stay around. So if somebody was to try and archive one, they would contact the CO and try to find a replacement CO. Is that
y'all's understanding? They have reached out to all of the year 2000 cache owners and tried to work out a deal that if something happens to it, they're going to take it, you know, they'll adopt it out or take it over and they'll preserve them for the legacy of them.
Yeah.
I believe they have done that already completely. Yeah. We've talked to a few people about it. I mean, unless we get an official word for Brian, we don't know that for a fact. Right. But
yeah,
from enough people that work in and around HQ, we know that was a plan.
Correct. And just to sort of level set tonight on planning, I have plans in place to complete my first loop. John has some plans in place. How many do you think you've got left? And by the way, if you want to play along at home, we would suggest going to Project GC and pulling up your under tools. And I'm going to pull up mine and I can always show, but there's an under tools. There's one called Map Hidden Month, and you can,
jumping around doing that.
That's where you would go to find them. But if you
go to your statistics page,
statistics,
it'll map it out for you.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
I'd go there first and then we'll talk about that tool later.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That's how you would go find if you need to try to hunt.
Just in case there's brand new people that are looking at this or haven't gotten into it, you mentioned loop. So this challenge loops like other challenges, like the fizzy and everything else. Find a cache in every month since May 2000. And the second version of that is find two caches and then three and then four. And so the loop that Gary just mentioned, we didn't talk about that earlier. That's what it means to loop. I know a lot of people know that, but we have a lot of brand new people as well. So it means finding an additional version of each one for every month.
Yeah. So there's mine. And so you can kind of see where I'm missing. So if you look up here on my 2000, I know it's a little hard. Maybe I can make them bigger.
Yeah. Hey, Gary, while you're doing that, you're telling people, so people are kind of first-time users of Project GC, you can access that by logging in, going to statistics at the top, and then profile stats, correct?
Profile stats, yeah.
That's the best way to get to it.
To try to start the process of figuring out, or as you go where I was talking about under tools, but if you're trying to see what you need, you're right, you go to stats. So as you can see on mine right here, obviously for the 2000 year, there's an X on January, February, March, and April because there were no caches because the first cache was in May. So I'm missing August, and we'll get to that here in a moment of what my plan is. And then I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 6 in 2001, and then it jumps down to 2004, and then becomes much easier. I need only one in 2019, a few in 2023. Those are all very easily accessible, and I'll get all those. I've got plans in place for all of those. The interesting thing, I haven't really looked at this. I know Jesse's will be interesting too, because, and I'll pull his up next because, well, maybe I pull up John's next because,
Before we get there too, so as you're pulling that up, I think it's good to say, like, you're working on Jasmine 1.
Yeah.
Your planning is going to be different than John's. John, you're working on Jasmine 1 also, though, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
And based on where you are in that plan, and I'm working on a different set or whatever, but we're all going to plan probably very different ways based on what we have and where we're trying to get.
Yeah. A couple things I wanted to point out as we start to look at these, and that is that don't do what I did, which was, and I know you guys probably have similar stories, but I have missed some that I really should never have missed because I always thought, I'll get it. I've been on a trip. There's been some near Cache Fest in Memphis that I was like, I need to make time to get out there, but I just didn't do it. And now I'm like, crud, I should have gone and gotten those.
So that's where that planning comes in. But the other side of that is you can't get everything.
Sure.
You can't, yeah. Every time you go somewhere, you can't get all the Jazzmers. You can't get all the Cash Across America. You can't get all the Year 2000. You can't get all everything. It's just never going to happen. Now, if it's a higher level goal for you, like for me, Jazzmer is my biggest goal that I'm working on, the quad Jazzmer. That's right. My biggest goal. However, that's not going to be completed for years. Right. It's that involves international travel and everything else. I have other goals that go that. And if I had to choose between those, it's going to be hard to choose. Right. Like I'm trying to hit every state and all these other things.
Yeah.
Every time you go on a trip, you, like we just talked about recently, you put all those in there, but you cannot beat yourself up. You cannot get everything. You cannot get everything that's ever going to be of value to you. Now, there's some ways to try to make sure you do get what, like the other common thing I've seen, mistake I've done. Early on, I'd go and get a Jazzmer. Oh, that's great. I did a good job. I got a Jazzmer.
Yeah.
And there's another one like
right.
a mile down the road for the same month. Yes. And I thought, I don't need that. Why would I ever need that?
Yes.
Well, you do need that, you know?
Yeah.
So you can't get everything, but just like we talked about recently, researching before you go out to a trip definitely saves you more heartache.
Absolutely. But
to balance that, you cannot get it. It's just impossible.
Yeah,
you're going to get every DeLorme too, and then every county. You can't get all that in one trip. That's just not
possible. No. And I got to take something because I know one of the comments on social media when we were putting out the show, some people said, well, this isn't like an elitist thing, right? And the fact is we have all different kinds of goals in geocaching.
You know?
Yeah.
Where Justy's saying like quad Jazzmer, I may say like, man, God bless you. I don't know if I'll ever get to quad. But I think even for people new starting out, you know, the point you were getting on in planning, I mean, that's a very good point because, I mean, I think Gary was saying it too, because sometimes we travel, and I know we talked about travel last week, and we're thinking about, as we're doing that, we're looking at like the heavy favorited pointed caches.
Sure.
But sometimes when you go to an area, it's not just the heavily favorite pointed caches. It's also those neat historical caches too that are out there. And I know for me, as somebody who loves like the outdoors and getting out there and getting in nature, man, sometimes I love these older caches when you can kind of get out on a trail, go out on that longer hike, go out there in the woods. And a lot of times, like these older ones are not like these small little nano or micro ones. You're talking about like good old school ammo cans, like out in the woods at some pretty good locations on that side.
So the big pencil.
You got the big pencil.
Because you know, if you're not good enough to find a micro, you should go ahead and find a ammo can. But go ahead, we'll move on past that tonight.
Right.
That's why I got this. I knew there'd be so many. That's for another show tonight.
There you go. Perfect. So K Blast says he was. I'm 1 month away from completing my second loop. We were 45 minutes away from the cache I needed. My wife said we didn't have time to get it. Like,
hey, look, he's a smart man.
He knows. He knows.
Here, sleeping on the couch over here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm picking?
For a long time. And then
I'm not sleeping on the couch. I want to keep that happy family too, right?
Yep. Captain Mathin in the chat room tonight. He says he finished his fourth loop.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. Congratulations.
So good for him.
See, again, I think you hit on something good too. You hear people saying the elitist thing and stuff like that. Well, I can't do that. Well, that's great. I've found a lot of stuff. I'm going to be hitting my quad Jazzmer. I'm going to be hitting my 50th states, everything else. But I only have two fizzy loops.
Yeah.
A lot of people have 30 fizzy loops that they've done, you know, that's because that's the style of caching for them. We'll probably touch on it again tonight, but you can't, when you're finding fun things like this, and like we're talking about tonight, and you're going, if this is one of the things that you're going to go for, you have to do it for yourself.
Yeah.
You can't compare it to somebody else. You know, there's people that are not capable of finding tree climb caches because physical limited. They're limited physically for it. Okay. Sure. That's why there's tons of other stuff to do.
Yeah.
Everybody can do, you know, different things. I will hope one day I'll get to Australia, but I probably won't be getting there anytime soon. Right.
Yeah.
So you got to find the way that you can play for yourself. And if this happens to fall into that, awesome.
Yeah.
You know, but if it doesn't, you know, then there's so many other things to, so many other things to worry about in this game. Then there's something that I can't do. Well, there's something I can't do either. Yeah. I tried scuba diving. It ain't happening. It ain't happening for me. I will never get a scuba diving cash.
I am out.
I was way too claustrophobic to even, I was jumping out of the pool like a dolphin. It was not for me. I can't do scuba diving caches. I don't begrudge people that can. I think it's awesome they can.
Yep.
You know, I'm going to worry about what's fun for me, and I'm not going to worry about anybody else.
Yep, absolutely. Some people mentioned they're like, they've got 20, we're 20 away from clear first. I'll be happy with that. No need to go for a second. You say right that.
Now. You say that now. Right. You
say that.
Yeah.
But I was looking at my list, and I want to get to John's here in a second, but I noticed that there are, because many times you'll find that there'll be caches nearby that have the same date. Mm-hmm. If you have the time, you want to grab those because, you know, depending on your planning. But if you're, you know, double and triples in the U.S. are all doable still.
Three in the U.S.
Right. Double or triple, right.
You can almost finish, and Captain Math can attest to this, but you're doing international travel. If you're starting from the U.S., you're not finishing that one in the U.S.
No. Mm-hmm. But many people say, well, I'll be happy with one loop, but then after they get the first loop, if they get the bug for it, they're like, oh, it's kind of like counties in a sense.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I just want to finish, or I want to do whatever. Let's say I want to finish Fizzy, but you're like one county away from finishing your state or something. And it's way in the corner of your state or something. You're like, take the time if you can. I mean, it's something to think about. Mm-hmm. Maybe we need to make a little extra trip and catch that little extra. Texas is a good example of, you know, if you're doing whatever and you're in Texas and you're, you know, you might want to make that little extra, you know, panhandle run to get that out of, you know, that kind of thing. So
I agree with that. And I want to make sure that I'm saying what I mean correctly.
Sure.
I don't think that everybody has to do everything. Right. Like we're not saying you have to do jazz or you have to do this or any of that other stuff. Right. I say, keep yourself open to everything. But if there's some things you don't want to do, some challenge, like I don't do DeLorme. I've never done DeLorme one bit. Right. Ever. And people are like, how can you not? Because I don't want to. So
yeah,
I'm not going to. It doesn't stress me at all. I'll do other things. If it interests me one day, I hope to be geocaching 30 years from now, right? So if it interests me one day, then I'll work on that. If Jasper is my big thing, I'll work on that. Find out about everything because you never know what's going to excite you. You know, that may be the new passion you have next year.
Yeah.
And you may not care about it the next year, but you may. It may be something brand new. So always find out about everything, I would say.
Be aware of them, you know.
Yeah. And I got to say, I mean, if somebody's a newer cacher, just run that, like, take a look at that My Profile stats on that one, because, I mean, you may actually find that you think this seems like a formidable challenge, but you may actually find out you actually have quite a few months actually already, you know, towards the Jasmer challenge.
Yeah. So Travis says, I'm 5 from double, but it's not a priority. Jasmer is more annoying than challenging because it requires so much travel. Unlike other challenges, it can be done in one state. I think that's a really good point, right? Yeah. So I am 3 from triple, and then I've got more less than 20-ish to do for the quadruple. However, that's because travel, geocaching kind of added on to travel for us. We do travel more than we do anything else.
Sure.
So somebody that's centrally located somewhere that doesn't travel a lot, that's not their style of geocaching.
Yeah.
This would be a harder challenge for them, right? It's going to be outside their norm. For somebody who travels and geocaches more than they geocache at home, that's going to fit right in for you.
Yeah.
So that's a good example of how it's not about good or bad. It's different things. But, you know, over time, if you're in this game now and you're serious about it, you hope to be doing it 20 years from now. You never know what's going to be your slice of life at that point.
Well, and that's Travis's I love about Travis is that he's aware of what it is and has chosen for now that he doesn't want to do it. But the thing is that he's aware of it. And I think that's the key for tonight is that we want people to be aware of maybe you might be interested in Jasmer. Maybe you've never thought about it. Maybe you're, you know, maybe you have never really stopped and thought about whatever counties, or maybe there's challenges, you know, and you can look up the challenges on a, you know, that are going to be like, you're going to take a trip and you're like, oh, I'm just going to find traditionals or whatever. Maybe you might be interested in looking for, you know, finishing something else. Maybe there's some challenges in your area that you want to look at, mm-hmm. that kind of would, you know, that you might be interested in that you didn't realize you were interested mm-hmm. in. Just be aware of them. I think that's the bigger, you know.
Well, and I think just piggybacking off the what we talked about recently when you were planning for a trip or whatever.
Yeah.
If this sounds exciting for you, we're going to talk about how we plan for it tonight, but it may be something you just add on, as it may not be your highest priority, but if you get around it, there's some value there. There's some added value of that one composed as opposed to the next 10 down the road.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I like Jen's comment on this one. She says, I wish we had cared about the Florida DeLorme while we were doing the Florida counties. Had to backtrack to a lot of areas hours away to finish the DeLorme long after we did the counties.
True, but
I'm okay with doing it again. We've done Florida counties when we got here. We went knocked it out the first year. We did not do DeLorme. If I ever decide to go to DeLorme, I want that to be a whole new challenge for me, and I'll start all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so hopefully I'm sure they had a good time doing it too, you know.
Of course, right? It's all about what's fun for you right now.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about this before, but my style of caching has changed drastically.
Oh, yeah.
Over time. From one time I'm totally into something else, and I'm into something else. But anyway, so how do you plan? Since we'll start now, because that was all the preamble to all this, right?
Yeah, so it all started just when Gary was like, hey, I'm going to pull up John's profile.
Stats. Yeah, that never happened. So
sorry, I got it
how
here.
How do you plan for the Jasmer? Now let's go.
Let's look at John's, because I've got his pulled up. Okay. So what are your plans, John, for let's get down to your page here.
And how high does it rank in your like goals?
Oh man. So on mine, I'll put it aligned. Jasmer is aligned with my traveling goals. And I'll say it this way, because
I see that.
If I'm going to someplace, I'm looking up the favorites. I'm looking up the months I don't have. I'm looking up those historical caches.
Gotcha.
I had a trip planned to Arizona, and on that one, that was my debate. Do I go for the, 2000, 2001 caches versus the favorite caches? What do I do on that side? Yeah. You know, for me, I was actually thinking I was going to do quite a few of those like early caches that I couldn't find on that side. You know, so for me, like as I'm traveling, this is like a key thing that I'm putting out there.
Right.
And, you know, in all honesty, it's like, I don't know about you guys, and I know it's not all about traveling tonight, but, you know, for me, I'm finding those caches, then I'm finding my hotel room and where I'm going to stay around those as I'm chunking it out. Mm-hmm. But, you know, really for me, you know, aligned with traveling first, you know, that's kind of that key. That's the connectivity for me on that one, is being able to check off those boxes on that side. Now, for me, a big question, I think Gary asked me, or someone asked me, is when do I plan on finishing this? I don't have any plans, but this is intentional as I'm going around. Certainly,
yes,
it'd be really cool to finish this in the next couple of years for sure, but definitely getting the travel lined up with that. I know on Facebook, you know, getting all those good comments back from people, and thank you everybody for sharing those comments. One person said they'd love to finish it, but, you know, it's just the traveling and the travel cost associated with that. So I said, you know, if they wanted to start a group lottery ticket buy, you know, for those travel funds, let me know. I'll buy into that. Yeah, let's all get into that. And then if we make a Jasmer finishing tour, I mean, that would be pretty cool. But, yeah, I think a big thing is just if you're a newer season cacher, like get in here, check out those stats, see where you sit. Because I think, Gary, if you scroll down, on mine, the finds by hidden month, I think for me, unintentionally, you know, in the caches I found, I'm already at 242 out of 287.
Yeah, you're quite a ways along. I mean, you're 84%, and it just sort of without even sort of trying, I guess.
And that's not even the last couple of years. There's some in the last couple of years you don't have, which that's just the ones that are around the corner, right?
Yeah, these are
the last 3 or 4 years. When you're planning, generally you're not even counting those.
No,
these go right down the street.
These can be done anytime. The key is up here. You know, you got some 2000 that you really need to get, you know, squared away. And I liked, you know, what Charles said, you know, and he does have good advice here, which is always go for the old ones over the favorites, in his opinion. And
that's one way to look at it, but there's an opposite side to that too, right?
There is.
What you're cashing for.
There is.
Not every old one is great.
No.
It's historic, but not everyone is great. So if you're cashing for an individual cash experience, like you've got kids out there or whatever else, they don't care if it's older than them. They care what the experience is. So I would say, I mean, while that, I agree with that for me and our style, we go for the old ones, definitely. But if it doesn't have any value to you being old, not everybody's going to pick that same thing.
You know, Jesse, I got to say on this one too, though, for people, if you follow the favorite points, the favorite points are not always going to get you to these old ones, because some of those old ones in, like, let's say 2002 or later 2001 may not have those favorite points that those early 2000s are going to have on that.
That's true. They may not.
You know?
But if you stack one of those against some of the WB Tim caches, you may have a winner, right? So, and again, if you're just cashing with kids, which one would you take them to?
Yeah. And before it slips in my mind too, when we're talking about planning on this one, a key question is, are all those cash types and terrain and difficulty ratings accurate for those older ones as well too?
Well, you do have to remember.
So. Yeah. Right.
And yeah, no, you're right. And the thing is that most, not all, but most of the 2000 caches take some effort to get to. For the most part.
Yeah.
Many of them.
I mean, the oldest doesn't.
No.
It's right off the road. Mingo is right off the road, right? But
right. And the one I told
you. The other ones definitely do.
Yeah. Like the one I showed you guys last week, Syntex in Texas. It's a little funky to get to it, but it's right off the highway. I mean, it's just, there isn't, but there are those that are, you know, they take some, you know, I mean, Terry All, you can drive pretty close.
Yeah.
Not bad.
10 miles to it. I mean, it's a short walk.
Yeah. It's not a bad walk.
A little bit of off-road drive to it, but it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. It can be, it can be done without much effort there. But again, it does come back to, we want people to be aware of these other possibilities. People are asking like DeLorme tonight. That's a good one. A lot of people don't know what DeLorme, you know, the DeLorme pages. By the way, that is going to be added to Cashly. And then also a real quick note, a plug for Cashly 8.0, which is coming out very soon. And we are going to be doing a show on Cashly. And I have it in my schedule.
You kind of need it. There's so many things in Cashly now that, I mean, even if you're a Cashly expert, you can still learn more stuff.
Well, and it's just amazing how Nick keeps on like just like leveling that up like time after time. You know?
I'll look that up and get you the date. We do have scheduled Nick to come back on to talk about Cashly. We are going to talk about Geo Woodstock on 4/7 with Fu Manju, who's one of the hosts for Geo Woodstock. So if you're interested in learning more, you want to know what's going to be going on for Geo Woodstock, that's 4/7. And then we have in the works a big announcement on 4/14. Get you more info on that when we get closer to that date. But back to the show at present, and let's look at Jesse's and let's talk about people that are sort of in his. You plan differently
if you're going for different loops, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, yours is obviously completely filled out. But did you ever? We talked about it briefly, but did you kind of think about double at some point or during getting the single? Or
yeah, and I did. I thought about that. So luckily for me, because travel is more about geocaching for us. You know, like we geocache more when we travel than we're just around home.
Yeah.
And when I lived in Colorado, I just happened to early on be around people that hit the Jasmer multiple times.
Sure.
So that was kind of in my thoughts from the beginning. And that is what's helped us a lot as far as being so close on multiple loops in the future, right? Like before I'd even done two, I was close to three. You know what I mean? Like the number of them. And so we've kind of picked up those double and triple of the same months pretty early on. We started adding those in, like before we'd even completed our first one. Yeah. We started adding in, shooting for that three of a certain, you know, those old months as well. So that does help. And if you're early on in it and you think you might go for double, triple, quadruple or whatever, always get that extra month if you can.
Yeah. You know, something that we did together, we both already had Mingo, but when we were in Mingo planning for Mingo Madness, we made that trip up to get a Rickery because it was just an old cache. And I think that was, I think we made that big trip where we went up and got a Nebraska cache, and I think Charles was with us, and Charles and Laura and you and I, and we swung back by and got a Rickery. But you know, that's something that it's not that far. I mean, it's close. So I think that's probably your other May one, is my guess. That's probably your other May cache is what I'm thinking. Let me make this a little bigger. So like for you, I mean, you need another May 2000.
Well, I need two more.
Oh, for quad. Right.
Yeah.
But yeah,
at least one more for triple. And then
I need May and then August. September. No, May and August.
For triple. Right. For
triple. Yeah. But I'll need two of those obviously for the quadruple.
Yeah. And, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think, isn't there only four Augusts?
Yeah, there's only four Augusts.
Okay.
Three in the U.S.,
one in
Sweden.
Sweden. Not right. Okay. So look, I didn't realize you got nine of them in August 2000. That's incredible. Yeah. There's that many. But there's only four Augusts left, and they ain't making new ones, as they say, you know?
And they're not making new ones like land.
It's like, whatever famous car out there. You know, they're not making any more 56 Chevys or whatever, you know, I'm not a car guy. So,
but you know, this, it speaks to how you plan for this, right? Like I've got multiple several months. I know where every cache is that I need to get all the way to the quadruple. I got them mapped out. I keep all that, on a
list. Are you planning a special one, Jesse, for your, to finish this, the third and then the fourth one?
Yeah, I am. So, me and Barry, my buddy from Colorado that we do the trips on all the time. We have a trip coming up this summer that we'll be doing. But see, now here's the thing. Both of us are working on the quad Jasmer. Both of us are. We plan on hitting Stockholm. I know where the fourth one's going to finish without a doubt.
Yeah, obviously.
The third one's going to finish, I think, Michigan. Power Island, I think. But that's a side note, of course. But we intend to finish that one at the same time. So we're going to go and hit that one on a trip. Now, it's a good point, but like my 50 states that I'm planning on finishing this year, that's my number one goal. Now, ultimately, I plan on getting the quad Jasmer, but that's behind that. Like if I'm picking a trip, I'm picking this other goal first. That's my secondary goal, I guess. But huge, I would recommend everybody, if you're doing single, double, triple, quad, know what you're doing. Have them on a list. Like I've got a cache list for – if I ever happen to go anywhere, I'm always checking that list. But just like milestones, these are big milestones. Like your 1,000, 2,000 is a big milestone. This is a way bigger milestone. Do something. Don't just, look at that. I just happened to get the Jasmer. Crap. Do something to commemorate these because you don't get to go back and do these again. There's no, I got 10,000. Well, you're going to get 11 and 12, once you finish the Jasmer. You're not going backwards. You don't get to redo it. So
no.
I would make this big. And I know Gary that you're kind of on that same belief, right?
Oh yeah. No, absolutely. You know, and Direwolf says he doesn't need Mingo, but again, maybe if you want to double, you know,
right.
That's, yeah, that's an easy 2000. And Rickery's not far. Somebody asked, Catherine asked about the distance between Mingo and Rickery. Look them up, but I don't, it's GC 30 and GC 31, I think.
And it was a good drive. It wasn't super far, but it was
hour.
Like, you talking like an hour?
One, time? Go to the other. It's that,
yeah, yeah. If you're all the way in Kansas, if you depends on where you live, but it's not far. It's not bad. And both are. The other thing too is, depending on your health, you know, you might not. I don't think there are any 2,000 caches that are up in a tree. But there are some there are some that will take a hike, or they do take, like, marooned is, you do need to get a boat. There is a person that'll take you out if you want to charter it. But that's just an example of,
which is another show.
That's for another show. There you go. There you go. Keep going, Jesse. Mm-hmm. I have, but in, just to let y'all know, in my planning, in Texas, I can almost finish Jasmer by myself, you know, on just alone, because it's a big state. You're going to have a lot of caches. But ironically, I need an Alabama, and I need a Georgia. So I'm planning to go to going caching this year. So I do have in my plans to find the oldest in Alabama, which will fulfill whatever month that is. I need to look. It's a 2001, because I only need one more 2000, and that's in Georgia, not marooned. I have that. So I mean, I don't have marooned, but I have that month. So I just need one more. So anyway, so I've got some plans you know, in the works for that. So
how do you keep a list of the caches you need? Like, no, you're down to two now. So, I mean, that's not
for that. Well, I've got 2000.
Single. You're at the single. So have you looked at the double yet?
I need to, before I get too far in my planning. I do use Cache Tour. If people are not familiar with it, I would highly suggest taking a look at Cache Tour. And I know people that use it will tell you that it's indispensable. Cachetour.no. It's a Norwegian. It's an okay site. Just, you know, I know some people are always a little freaked out about but Cachetour.no is tremendous. We support them. We've had shows about Cachetour.no. I support them financially, personally, and I know that the folks that work and keep that site going, I would suggest highly using Cache Tour. It is a tremendous, tremendous site. I know that people have used it and love it. So, not going after the oldest. Yeah. I'm going for I'll tell you which one it is. People ask, I keep forgetting. I'll look it up.
Hey, Karen, while you're looking it up, just to, you know, I mean, Cache Tour is a great tool. I know a lot of people have raved about it. I have not used it yet. But, I mean, even if people are doing their Jasmer, I know what I do is I tend to just create geocaching lists. I know, being the nerd I am.
There's other ways.
I know, like, if I'm traveling somewhere on a certain date, I'll just create a list with a date and say where I'm traveling to. I'll start popping in caches in there. And that's kind of even a good way for anybody, you know, if you're thinking about this stuff. I mean, search for it, but definitely get it in a list. Because if you don't, I mean, you're probably going to miss out on some awesome caches that you're going to find, you know, while searching for it.
So do you have those lists downloaded to Cachely as well?
Yeah, I usually, so once I do them.
Obviously, the online lists are, I don't know if you do it, it's offline too.
Yeah, but I'll do them as offline lists. That's a great point because, I mean, especially if you're traveling in areas where there's like limited signal based upon that too. Yeah, get those offline for sure.
Yeah, I've always done that. I keep, and that's a whole Cachely conversation we can bring in the future, but I keep for different goals that I have, I know where they are everywhere in the country. So I always have those saved offline. It's Jasmer, Fizzy, whatever. If I need them for whatever challenges I'm working on, I have those saved as lists, so I can always know.
That's perfect.
Now, when you're getting to the end, you know where, you know, certain caches are anyway. But as you're tackling Jasmine earlier on, you're not going to know where they all are all the time because there's many, many choices to choose from.
Right, sure.
You start wheeling down. But, yeah, I would geocaching list. I'm big. I'm not a cache tour guy. I've done it a couple times, and Gary's kind of helped me a little bit on a couple of them. But it's not generally mine.
Not for everybody.
I'm too spontaneous when it comes to that. Not for everyone. I've used it, but I'm a geocaching list guy. Yeah, I go to geocaching.com, make my list. Yeah. They're on Cachely. I'm a Cachely person too, so I have them all the time. I can anywhere I'm at, I pull up and go, is there anything around me that's one of my high priorities I may not be thinking of?
Yeah.
So I keep them on a list at all times. I know where all my choices are for those.
That's perfect. The one I was trying to think of was GC21 Lake Lanier.
I got to do that one last summer.
Yeah, it's a couple hours east of Rome. The other one they're talking about, there's one that you told me about it too, Jesse. I've heard they always around going caching, they disable it because
it's right behind a house.
It's right behind a house, and so they don't want a ton of people going there.
A nice neighborhood.
Yeah, it's okay if people trickle in.
Maybe is the name of it. Somebody will know. I mean,
somebody will know in the chat room. But it's okay during the year if like one or two people trickle in and then leave. You know, but
the bad thing is you're going to need that one later on.
I know. I probably will. But that's okay. I'll come back. I'll come back for that one. I need maroon too, probably for another month.
Yeah, you need that one too.
Yeah.
Same here.
But there's, you know, is it Beaver Cache? Is that the?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, and Charles says they have a crazy HOA up there. So.
Oh, yeah.
So, we don't want to get one of the old ones archived, right?
No. That would be bad. As we kind of try to wrap up tonight, I'll go first and let you guys kind of give your final thoughts. Geocache how you want. Don't geocache how other people want you to geocache.
Mm-hmm.
Geocache how you want. Be aware of many different ways to geocache, and then you can decide. I mean, it doesn't do any good to go to a buffet and not walk around the whole buffet. I mean, if you walk into a buffet and you go, oh, look, there's some chicken. You go find the chicken, you go sit down, and people go, hey, there's steak over there if you want. Oh, I didn't even know that. I mean, so take the time to at least you need to learn what the various things are that are out there. And then you can choose from there what you want. So, that is, and as Jesse said, I think you may not be interested right now, but you may be interested later. And if something is available to you, that's not far, for example, I'll just use Mingo Rickery as an example. And then I'll let you guys, you know, give your final thoughts, but that's a good example. Let's say you're interested in looping jet, you're doing Jasmer, and you go find Mingo, and somebody goes, hey, we're making a quick trip up to a rickery. Do you want to go with us? Nah, I don't need it. Maybe someday you might. And, you know, it's not that far, and something of that nature, maybe something that you might be interested in later. And,
Don't bet against yourself. You'll be in the game a long time. Your interests are going to change.
Yeah. And that's a fun, that's a cool cache to go for too, by the way, in case you're wondering. It's sort of a unique part of Kansas. There's some other things up there, Earth Cache and some other things. So anyway,
I'll go next. And I think K-Blast hit so many things on the head right here. Make sure you eat pizza wherever and whenever you go geocaching. That's critical. I agree. And then Barbershop Drew Pizza. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, building upon what Gary said, geocaching, as many things in life, is a game. You do the way you want to and you enjoy how you want to. I think, for newer cachers, I mean, you know, be aware of this, because I mean, if you're searching out there and there's a really cool older cache on it, put it in with the type of caching that you want to do, try it out, see what you think. You know, it's kind of cool historical wise for cachers who have been caching a little bit while longer, you know, go check out your My Profile stats on, you know, Project GC.
Yeah.
You may find out kind of like myself, where I've not been intentionally over time, like chipping away at Jasmer, but thinking like, hey, there's a cool cache nearby, let me do it. You can see I'm actually at 84%, you know, which is actually pretty good on that one.
Yeah.
But, you know, certainly I think the thing is, for a lot of people, and I know, I think UDEC asked about the elitist comment on there. You know, I think what the person was saying on Facebook is sometimes you talk to geocachers and they could say, hey, I'm doing Quad Jasmer. And you're thinking like, oh, man, that's pretty intimidating just to think of even something like that. And that's all that's required. But don't compare yourself to other cachers. Do it the way you want to. Have fun the way you like to. And sure enough, you know, again, make sure you eat your pizza, you know, on that one. You'll always find yourself happy with that one. I can say that for sure. And I'm just confirming, you guys saw in here, I've eaten pizza every month since May 2000. So if there was a pizza Jasmer, I'd be all over it. Probably six times over, at least.
Just, I was going to say, how many loops?
Just six times loops, at least. Yeah, easy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Are you done?
I'm good. I'm good.
Are you finished?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. All right. Jesse.
Y'all said a lot of the same things, but play the game how you want to play.
Yep.
As far as like elitist, there's people that have done more than you. Who cares? That's not you. Do your game. You know, one of the cachers that was one of my local cachers is one of the top three cachers in the world as far as like found over 200,000. Now, I could sit there all the time and go, I'll never catch that guy. Well, I won't. But I don't care. That doesn't take away from my enjoyment in my game of cash.
Exactly.
I do my game how I want to. So, yeah, don't worry about people saying that stuff, or don't worry about people. If people want to brag on themselves, let them do it.
Yeah.
But don't compare yourself to anybody else, because it's your game. You play it how you want to play it.
Yeah.
And then don't sell yourself short. Just because you think, right now, I'm just finding a few caches a month, I don't do a lot. Well, don't sell yourself short. You have no idea. If you're playing this game in 20 years from now, it's going to be completely different. So don't say, by saying I'll never do something like that, you're like telling yourself that you're going to quit the game soon. Don't do that. You may not want to do it, but don't turn your nose, or don't go, that doesn't seem like me, because hopefully we're all playing 20 years from now, right? If you decide to jump into Jasmer, which I think is a fun one for me and many other people as well, quick thing of how I would go down it. Start with Project GC, just like we said. Find out where you're at. You may know, you probably already know if you're already into it, but you may not know yet. You may be further than you think. And then how I do it from there is I make a spreadsheet. Now, I've done a couple loops now, so I'm looking at different caches or whatever, but
yeah,
I have a spreadsheet of exactly what I need. I know where they all are. I found them, and I put them all into a list on geocaching.com, and I just keep it with me. Because if it's not my number one goal, as I'm going around caching, I'll look at it every once in a while and see, oh, yeah, I've got that. And then, you know, if you're going to start Jasmer, like say you're brand new to starting Jasmer, and you have a bunch of older ones in your area, don't just think about one.
Yeah.
If you're in the area anyway, go ahead and grab all the ones that you can, because they're good for challenges, they're good for everything else, and never bet against yourself. I don't remember which one it was, Gary, but I remember us two in the car driving, and you said, I don't need to sign that challenge. I'm not going to get out. That'll never apply to me. I was like, have we ever talked before? Yeah. Yes, you are. You're going to sign that challenge.
Yeah. There's,
it had, what, I don't remember what the ones, but I know it has since come true, and you weren't even going to sign it that day.
I know. I did. But you talked me, you're like, Gary, sign them. Doesn't hurt. You can see,
don't have to get your geocaching future. You don't know what you're going to do in the future.
Yeah. You don't have no idea. Might as well,
It's like some people may only like cheese pizza, but then they end up trying new things and liking pickled pizza.
Come on,
pineapple.
Pineapple show.
All right, done with that.
You still haven't changed the password.
I know.
That's where we're gonna switch one of our episodes to, is pizza talk and just
pizza talk. Oh goodness! All right, man,
I can't wait.
All right,
John can just host that. We don't even need to be here for that one,
Gary. Oh come on, guys. It's like pizza. Pizza is better with others around, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, but do you share your pizza?
As much as I can, yes. I'm not a big food sharer.
I don't know that that's my thing.
Oh, man. Come on, Jesse.
All right. Enough shenanigans.
Before we go, we have some other business to take care of.
Yeah, we got a key. We got to show a key. So let's show a key right now. And there you go. All right. So that's good for tonight. Oh, it's an old joke. All right. There you go. There's the key. Key 9, clue 1. Yeah, I'll get it right one of these days. So there you go. This will also be posted in the Cash Fest vault page. So it'll be interesting to see.
I mean, that was an obvious one.
Yeah, that's kind of a weird one.
That's a giveaway.
Yeah, I like that. That's a different one for sure. So I think we're done for tonight. We'll see everybody who wants to join us next week. We've got some cool planning in the works for, we got a puzzle talk coming up soon, a challenge, talk that'll be also being planned. So we've got some great shows coming up that are being planned. So looking forward to that. And, again, thanks, guys. And we will see everybody who wants to be with us next week. So good night, everybody.
Okay, take care, everybody.
May your fines be many and your DNFs be few. May the terrain and difficulty both be less than two. And whatever it is you're looking for, may it find its way to you. And may we all meet again.
Folks, we hope you've enjoyed the show tonight. Please email us your comments at geocachetalk@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. The show can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, or Spotify, as well as at the Geocache Talk website. Don't forget to click that subscribe button below and ring that bell notification so that you can see and hear the show on a weekly basis. And tell your friends about the show. Get them involved with us in the chat room. And until next week, don't just talk about geocaching. Go geocaching.